From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, had strong words for North Korea's leader Monday at an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council.
Ambassador Haley delivered a stern warning to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war. War is never something the United States wants. We don't want it now. But our country's patience is not unlimited. We will defend our allies and our territory.
Washington warned Sunday of a massive military response if North Korea threatens the United States, its Pacific Island territory of Guam, or America's allies. The United States is also preparing additional unilateral sanctions to impose on North Korea. Ambassador Haley told council members that more than two decades of diplomatic efforts and international sanctions have failed to change the regime's calculus.
To the members of the Security Council, I must say, enough is enough. We have taken an incremental approach, and despite the best of intentions, it has not worked.
She said the United States would circulate a new draft sanctions resolution to council members and hopes to quickly put it to a vote next Monday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in in Seoul on Monday agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles and push for even stronger United Nations sanctions against North Korea. The two leaders spoke by telephone for about 40 minutes on Monday. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.